universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past Sunday afternoon, I had a very sad phone call. I came out of church, and my phone had a message on it to call back so-and-so, and so I did. And it was somebody I knew from years ago and knew their family fairly well. They were a member of the large church that I was a pastor of years ago. And she related how her son took his life just yesterday. And I said, "Oh, I'm so sad. What happened?" And well, as the story unfolded, she said, "Well, you know him because, I'll just call his name Jack, that's not his name, but you know him because you baptized him and then taught him in school and confirmed him in his faith. Well, then he went on and married somebody in the congregation, and that's about the time I left for blind ministry. Well, as life went on, he had a couple kids, but then things turned really bad and sour, and it was an ugly separation and an ugly divorce that went on for several years and had just been finalized a month ago. And Jack just couldn't handle the fact that the divorce went through. He wasn't happy with it. And the kids were separated from him and no one understood him. And there were a lot of other personal issues going on. And he just couldn't face it. His world was just coming down and crashing on his head. And he took his life. It's really sad because, well, everybody would say, you know, if you would have reached out, we could have helped somehow, some way, do this, do that. And everybody's hurting. It seems like a lot of the family members are angry because of this. I don't want to go into that so much, but what struck me is he was a very strong individual, and that can be a good quality, great strength. His dad was that way too. But when he got in a corner, his strong will always meant he had to try to find his way out. And when he couldn't, he gave up hope. Reminds me also then of what part of the reading was this last Sunday in church. Someone's life fell down around him. We don't always think of it that way, but it really was. He came in late on the scene, and some of the disciples said, "We've seen the Lord today. We've seen the Lord. He's alive." And Thomas looked at him and went, "What? Come on, guys. I saw him crucified and die. My world came crashing down." Add to that, these disciples were all behind locked doors, fear of the Pharisees. I mean, they did kill Jesus. They might kill his followers. And so they were very, very fearful. And it's almost as though Thomas was, "You aren't acting like he's alive. You're still hiding. You weren't hiding when he was walking and alive. I led the band and coming down here to Jerusalem to fight." And it is referenced actually in John chapter 11. And he said, "Therefore, unless I see the marks in his hands and put my hand in his marks in his hands and my hand in his side, I won't believe." And a week later, they were all again behind locked doors. And Jesus stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And he breathed on them. And he said to Thomas, "Go ahead, touch my hands, touch my side. Know it's me." Because Jesus understands what life is like when it comes crashing down around you. After all, in some ways, his life did come crashing down around him. No, I'm actually not referring to Good Friday at the moment. I'm referring to that day in the garden when Adam and Eve took a bite and they turned their backs on God and all creation fell into the hands of the devil. God's world that he made came crashing around and he was very, very sad. And for that reason, he said, "I can't leave it this way. I've got to do something about it." What amazes me is when God decided to enter our world and become like us, human, born like us, live like us, so that he might die under the punishment of sin like us, so he could destroy that power and bring a new life to bear. He knew what he was getting into. He knew exactly. He knew even that those disciples that he died for to forgive, they wouldn't believe, really. He knew Thomas would doubt. He knew people would give up. And he came and died anyway. That's what you call love. That's what you call amazing love. That's what I call impossible for me. But that's why he's Jesus. And that's what our Jesus does. Comes to us when we're behind those locked doors, filled with fear, when we think our world is crashing down around us. He's there. And he is there to help us. I wish I could have said something to this Jack beforehand. Got the news late. I'll be talking to family now. And I guess I'm using this story to talk to all of you. If ever it gets that bad for you, and I know you have days, many of you have talked to me where it feels like it's crashing down, please call me, write me, let me know. I am there for you. And I'm not the only one. There are others who are around you, even though you don't realize it. People don't usually realize who's around them until they're gone. That's sad. But maybe I can help you understand that. In closing, I just want to once again come back to that idea that when our world is caving in around us, remember Thomas, and he even was so defiant, I need absolute proof. And Jesus gave it to him. And he gives that to you and me too, even tangible evidence. The question is, are we going to believe? And that's why Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Thomas, in response, said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, blessed are you who have not seen and yet believed. Said to Thomas, because you've seen, you believed? Well, blessed are those who have not seen. Well, that's not really talking about blind people there. That's talking about all of us thousands of years later, because we haven't seen Jesus. But we do have the evidence that he's alive and he loves us. Thank you, Jesus, that when our world comes crashing around us, you understand and you know. You did something about it to bring an end to our crashing world of eternity, to give us hope for this life and for the next. Thank you that you died and rose, that you showed your hands and side to Thomas and so many others to bear witness to that evidence. Thank you for the evidence you give even today through your word and through friends, through so many other ways. Open our eyes to see it, Lord, so that we may believe. This we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.